I'm Helen Tucker. Welcome to Your Career and You, the podcast. My mission statement is learning to believe in yourself gives inner strength to achieve the impossible. Your journey is all about learning to believe in you, becoming the top consultant and CEO of your own business, and taking control of your own career. Your journey starts now. Welcome, Kavita. I'm so thankful that you're here to share your experiences, your personal experience, your career development experience with our listeners. So I want to...
Thank you so much for having me over, Helen. Thank you so much.
I want to kick off with just you sharing your story, and then we'll go into some of the questions just to delve in a little bit about your career journey. So could you share with us your experience and what you do?
I am actually an HR professional. I work with one of the multinational companies in UAE. I've been here since the last 15 years in this part of the world. I've been married for 15 years, a mother of two. And it's just that when, you know, the dark side of life hits you, it's a time when you want to just bounce back to life. And that is the time I decided I wanted to do something different that could help me and help me help others. So it's been 2 years since I have been life coaching. I've been, studying Feng Shui and even doing consultations on Feng Shui. I've been helping so many people. I do teach law of attraction as well. I do teach meditations on how to ease out on situations like what are we going through these days where, you know, and I am a certified hypnotherapist and a psychologist. I am certified for that. So I'm doing too many things together, but that keeps me busy and it does keep me happy as well.
Wow. You have so much experience, a wealth of knowledge and skills that you've developed over a number of years. And coupled with that, you've faced quite a few challenges as well. So one of my questions is, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
Well, I began my career very young. You know, I started working immediately when I was in school during my vacation time, and I took up that job maybe just for experience purpose and trying to get a hang on the new city that I was in. But then eventually it became a requirement. I worked in different firms with so many jobs, but the one thing that I would say is I didn't know how to maintain relationships. And if I had known my meditation process or the law of attraction then, I would have been able to keep up to a lot of good things. And the second thing is that you should not take anything for granted. Be grateful. I didn't know these things then. Nobody taught me. I learned with experiences. And today I tell everybody, please be thankful for everything that you have. Don't count on things that you don't, but be grateful that you have some. At least you have the universe with you.
Yes. I totally agree. And I was sharing some information earlier with another guest speaker, because now during this time of pandemic, people have lost their jobs, they're feeling demotivated. And one of the key points that was raised was about connection and networking with others, being grateful. And what employees are looking for now is more of the softer skills, how to communicate with others, how to even just go for a coffee with someone, because these are the skills that are needed for people to actually develop their career.
I'll tell you how it usually goes, you know. Usually when we are at home and we're working from home, you know, it becomes too much of we seeing our own people every single day and for so long time. We're not used to that. You know, we're not used to being housewives or sitting at home or seeing our husbands or seeing our kids for so long in a day. And then, you know, keep up to that relationship as well. So it does frustrate people on trying to maintain that relationship as well, apart from working from home. It's like you see kids doing schooling from home, husband is working from home, the wife is working from home, you need to cook, you probably don't have domestic help. There's so many things together. Yeah. So these are the things that, you know, people do take it up on themselves. It doesn't agree on how their behavior goes. And then, they hit the roof then.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm glad that I'm doing this.
And it's needed as well, because I think there's a flip side to that. People are staying indoors and I know for myself, I've developed more of my skills, especially the technical skills. And as you've mentioned, it's being aware of who you are, looking at, well, is this the life that I want? And especially if you're helping people to know what they want, I think that's quite important. So developing new skills and transferable skills is quite important. And looking at that mind shift, because employers are now looking at how can we retain our staff? And one of the key things that came out of a survey this morning was employers are looking for people to work remotely. So again, it's developing
a long term.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Another question I wanted to ask you is, what is your biggest failure and what did you learn from that?
Like I mentioned, because I was not being able to understand how to maintain good relationships, or probably you can say be politically correct, be good or be more a diplomat. I didn't know how to do that. I was very blunt, very straight to the point. Not that I would treat somebody badly, but maybe because I was too direct, and that is not required in the kind of business we are in or in corporate world. If I had known this technique, I would have been able to maintain a good job that I had earlier, a well-paid job, and I didn't have to go through that 2 years of downtime, which taught me so much, so much. I am a changed person from that 2 years that I didn't have a job. And if I had known that, I would have probably still been employed with that company. However, no regrets, because that happened to teach me a new lesson. And yes, I started a new chapter of my life where, you know, education starts from home. I spent so much of money behind learning how to, you know, I learned hypnosis, I learned psychology, I learned feng shui, I learned meditations, law of attraction, so much. And then I said, let's take it a step ahead. Let's start teaching people. I have helped so many people in the last 6 to 8 months now. I just started this year. But believe me, the count is really good. Wow. And I'm glad I'm doing this. That's... if you look around, there are so many people who need help.
Yeah. So what sort of people do you actually help? Because now, you know, during this time of the pandemic, a lot of people will be changing their careers, looking at what they can do. What sort of skills or techniques do you employ to help them?
For me, the kind of people who've come to me are very unsure people. They're not very sure on what they're supposed to be doing. So I tell them to ask themselves rather than looking for the answer outside. Sit down, make a note of it, write down what you want to do, write down your goals, and you get an answer yourself. I teach them meditations also, and the meditations that I teach them is with colors. We include colors in the meditation. So it's very fancy kind of a thing where people bring in those colors. They, you know, visualize those colors and they get the right, you know, they get more clarity in what they want. I help them make vision boards. And, you know, because Feng Shui has got to do with directions, I help them to put the vision boards in a certain direction, which is their success direction. So that helps them really manifest what they want. I have a friend of mine who's, I've known her since last nine years now. And she's seen changes in 3 months' time. You know, she's got a raise in times like this. She's got a salary raise. She's been able to buy a car. She has even guided me to her family people because her brother needed help, her son needed help. So it's amazing, you know, that I'm being able to. And it works. When you believe it works, it's just there, you know. We just don't know about it.
So true. And what I love about your work, Kavita, is that you don't just take one aspect, like the coaching. You've added other elements which will help people. I love the color, the coaching techniques, the meditation, because we're not one-dimensional. And I think with your techniques, it really exposes that individual. And I'm sure a lot of listeners would love to know more about what you do. And we'll come to that later on in terms of how to get in contact with you. Mm-hmm. I want to ask you, Kavita, what are the best resources that have helped you along your journey?
What I started doing is I went looking. I went looking for it on YouTube, Google, everywhere possible. Yes, I did get a lot of mentors who taught me, but I didn't click with them. But then finally, when I got my feng shui teacher, it clicked, and I learned so much. I went for so many of her workshops. I bought the home study material that could help me, to take me to another level. Resources are just there, Helen. It's just there. People just don't look. You will not believe. I was looking for some information, some level of education, which would have costed me a huge amount. Yeah. But I said, okay, let me just try looking for it. If I can find it somewhere. I got the whole course for free.
Wow.
Just like that, So it's the matter of you trying to look. When you don't look, you will not find it. If you just look, just Google it. It's all there, So for me, I have gone through a proper mentor because I wanted to learn the technique. That's exactly what I tell people, that always have a particular mentor so that you can learn the technique rightly. And then you can add on to your stuff. So yes, I have learned everything from a mentor, but then I have added on the other things with my own. So it's like I know the technique, but then I've blended it with my own knowledge. And here you go. It's benefited people. For each individual, I would mix and match a course, whether a meditation is required, an affirmation is required, or a hypnosis is required. So, those kind of things, I've made a package out of that. So it's just one-on-one how a person needs it.
Wow, that is truly an amazing journey, especially in terms of you having that insight as well, because I think it's important for someone who is advising and guiding others to have that knowledge of themselves. And yes. I agree, you can find so much on Google and the internet, but the fact that you've actually gone down that journey, and most importantly, having a mentor or a coach, because I think we all need someone we can be accountable to and have that guidance. So it's fantastic in terms of what you've done for yourself to then help other people. It's amazing.
Thank you.
And looking at one of the other things that you do, it's, again, thinking about what advice you would give someone wanting to pursue a similar career to yourself.
What I'm doing actually is a multiple thing. It's a matter of choice of every person who comes by on what they want to do. I wanted to study psychology long, long, long back. It's just that I was not getting the right university because I'm based in UAE and, I wanted to learn from India because I come from India. I wanted to see what certificate is valid, accredited globally, all those kind of things. So for me, it was very important that I understand what I want to do first. And of course, Feng Shui is something that I knew long, long, long back, way back in 1997. Wow. But it's just that I didn't take it to that level. I had an offer to work with one of the high Feng Shui person in India, and I didn't take it up further, and I didn't look into my interest. But then when it's come back to my life now, I did look at it and think back that when it's come back the second time, for sure, let me give it a try. I did workshops. It did interest me. I did changes in my house, and I included colors. I put in, some laughing Buddha, some Wing Chun with the right directions, and it changed things drastically in my house, with my kids, with my husband, me, myself as a person. I started looking different. So I would tell people, it's important that you need to know what you want to do. And this is what I want to do. This is my calling. At the end of the day, when I close my laptop and if I smile, I know this is what I want to do. When I help three people and they come back and tell me, Kavita, thank you. I would thank God. I would thank universe. That thank you for letting me help people. So for me, when you smile at the end of the day rather than feeling tired, that's your calling.
Oh, excellent. Even I'm feeling quite calm and serene just listening to you, honestly.
Thank you.
And I love
that. I'll help you off, surely. That's not a problem. We can have a chat offline.
And I just love what you shared about knowing what you wanted, because you said that you wanted to study Feng Shui and psychology years ago, and you've come full circle. And you've now realized this is your calling, because I know sometimes we can pursue certain careers or go down a certain path, and then we come off that path and think, no, let's just think about money and what we need to do now because the circumstances has to be fulfilled. But then, you know, your calling has always been to help other people and to study what you wanted to study. So it's amazing that you've come full circle to actually offer yourself.
You know, Helen, what works with me, what usually works with me is when I want to do something, I would initiate it. I would start looking into resources which is actually available for free and look if I can complete that, if I can, you know, finish reading that or finish practicing that. And if I think I can do that happily and I'm not tired after finishing that, that's the time I would say, okay, this is the time I need to actually spend some money and take up something more professionally. And I have always done that. That's worked with me. I'm not the kind of person who says I want to do something and then, you know, I would just start it and then leave it incomplete. No, 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 no. Years ago, I wanted to join an HR department when I started my career way, way back when I was in my 20s. And yes, I worked as an HR manager in so many companies, building departments here in UAE, in Kuwait, even in India, I worked. And then I studied HR. I did my diploma in, you know, human resource because I wanted to learn the technique right. So I worked and then I did HR. It's just that when I got into this company and when I lost my job, my last HR and recruitment job, that was the time I said I wanted to do something. HR and recruitment is my love. Yes, it's my first love. But I want to do something more now. I wanted to understand how a person's behavior works, how, you know, what do I do different? How do I behave different? That's how the cycle fell in place, you know, like psychology came in, then, you know, hypnotherapy came in, and then feng shui came in, learning meditations came in. It's all step by step, you know. I'm still learning. I'm doing my master's in dietitian, and I've just finished my master's in yoga. So I'm like still studying, you know.
Oh, excellent. Fantastic. And all links as well, because every step of your journey has the next building block and the next building block. So again, your HR, your meditation, your coaching, all interlocks, which is amazing because you've accumulated all of these skills and experience to help other people, which is fantastic. So where can our listeners contact you and how would you advise them? What was the first thing that you would say to someone once they've contacted you?
Well, first they can contact me. I've got a website that's called www.poweryourlife.com. Power is P-O-W-E-R-U-R, not a full your, L-I-F-E life.com. They can contact me on the website, on my email. That's Kavita Nunase, that's K-A-V-I-T-A-N-U-N-A-S-E @gmail.com. And they can contact me on Facebook. It's under the same name, Kavita Nunase, under the Facebook, you know, portal. And then I'm on Instagram as well. If I have anybody who contacts me first, I would want to listen to them. I don't charge any money for listening. I listen to them. I try to understand because it's very important for a person to be honest with me, open up on what they are looking for. Sometimes it could just end in a cup of coffee and just a general conversation. It just ends up there and they feel great and they go, and I'm okay with that. And I have done that to so many people because, you know, there are people sometimes who are not open to their own spouses or family people or friends, but they want an outsider to listen to this. I do that part. I do the listening part. But if at all they need further classes, they need calls, they want to learn something, that's the time the whole package of, you know, the course or the affirmation or the meditation starts. Trying to understand what they need to do. A little feng shui tips also on changing the directions of how they sleep or how they sit down or what directions they look at, all those kind of things. Yes, youngsters, I have two youngsters, like someone in their 20s have come to me, career guidance. They want to understand how to, you know, pick up what career and what is their, how do they take it on from there. So that's doing great. So I'm glad I'm being able to help people of all age group. I haven't gone corporates yet because this is really keeping, you know, the one-on-one thing keeps me happy. I make sure that all, you know, people who come to me are, you know, I complete their cycle, you know, I complete their classes completely. I finish them like two or three classes. I close them, and then I move on to another one. Because I do not want to keep my people waiting for me. I give my mobile number, my personal mobile number. I don't have a separate mobile number. So they can contact me on my mobile number. We do a WhatsApp chat. They, you know, when I wake up in the morning at 4 o'clock, I have like 120 messages, but I'm so happy to finish it before I go to bed.
Wow.
And then I'm a full-time working office manager as well.
Oh my, you're a superwoman. There's so much information, and we can go on and on and on. It's just amazing. But there's a few things that I wanted to pick up on that you said.
Yes.
Because you did say that you give careers advice, and again, pulling on your own experience of being in HR and recruitment.
Yes.
I was having a discussion with a mature woman, and she was saying that she has been applying for jobs and not having any joy because of her age. And you get a lot of people who are now at a mature stage and thinking, well, I can't find a job because there's so much competition at the moment, because you've got graduates who are unemployed and you've got mature. So what piece of advice would you give this mature person?
She's in her late See, there years. Are two things. There are two things to this. One is, it depends on what experience or what kind of job they do, you know. I would suggest for somebody who's that experienced, somebody like me, okay, even I am, you know, I've got like good enough 20 years of experience. So somebody like me, I would want to look at companies who want experienced people, who don't discriminate based on age, you know. Age is just a number for me. You know, somebody who could come in, start fresh and would not know anything, and I would give them, you know, ocean of knowledge that I have. So I would ask her to first look into something that can give her, you know, an option of looking at companies who are, you're looking at more mature and experienced people. That's one. Second, if she can start on her own, you know, start by herself, something on a small scale. It doesn't have to be very fancy and very huge where she needs to put in so much of money or something. No, something very small, but start freelancing. Believe me, by word of mouth, it just goes. If she's good at her work, nobody can stop her. And the third thing is that just look on the sky in the night before she goes to bed and say, Universe, please give me an answer. And trust me, she'll have an answer.
Excellent. Excellent. I love those tips, because it is putting it out there, but also having that self-belief that something will come through. The last question I wanted to ask you is, what does taking control of your career mean to you?
In a 9-to-5 job, okay, you have a designation and you only can do so much because it's paying you X amount of money. You can't step into other shoes, maybe because it's not allowed or it's not liked, or we have somebody else doing that job. Taking control of my own career is me deciding how much I want to help somebody or how many people can I help. So for me, to start this, monetary is there, money comes in. But when I see people smile and that thank you, that God bless you, adds on so many zeros to my life, you know, it's amazing. Because I know when a person sleeps peacefully, it's so much of blessing coming in. So that's one thing I would say, taking control of my career for me, is sleeping peacefully in the night.
Thank you so much, Kavita.
Thank you.
You have plenty of zeros from me.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Oh. It was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for having me here.
Thank you so much. And what Thank I will you. Do is to share your contact details. Any top tips that you have in a document, I will add that to the information that will be sent out on the podcast and the YouTube. So thank you so much for sharing your vast knowledge of experience and skills.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure. See you soon. Bye-bye. See you.
Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Your Career and You, the podcast. The career and business tips shared by our guest were certainly inspirational, informative, and insightful. For more tips on how you can take control of your career and business, subscribe to our next series of Your Career and You, the podcast. You can also visit our website for more information. So subscribe and take control of your career and you.